The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. I used to be a high school teacher and yoga instructor, but back in 2016, when I first heard about the world of professional coaching, I knew I had found my calling. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Biz Besties. We're here. We're your hosts, Nicole and Kayla, and we've got a really exciting episode for you today. We're going to talk to you a little bit about something that you probably want in your business, dare we say need, why you want it, and then what does it mean to implement this? What's the how? But you know the drill. Before we get into it, Kayla, what are you grateful for today about having an online business?
I am grateful for specifically about having an online business. Well, this morning I had to take my daughter to the clinic and there are two of us. So Nicole took our group call and then I could come on at 10 and there was, you know, we're all working on whatever schedule we need to work on for kids. I think I'm grateful for time, freedom, and flexibility. And I'm grateful that you are available to be here and cover for me if we need it. But also everyone in our community knows that mom stuff comes up. And if we needed to switch the call, I'm sure everyone would have been fine with that too.
Oh, totally. We were talking about that this morning. I was just like, this is the benefit of having your own online business. Yes, there are two of us, but if you were on your own, hopefully you're attracting people into your community that are empathetic and compassionate and understand that sometimes shit comes up and you have to change the call.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm grateful for. What about you?
Okay. Today, I'm grateful to have our own online business for many reasons, but I would say one of the ones that's present for me right now is the opportunity to learn.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. The opportunity to learn how to continue to scale, you mean? How to continue to grow?
Yeah. It's like whenever I've been an employee, whether it's been a teacher or waitressing or whatever it is, I've not necessarily had the desire to like go home and be like, I think I'll study menus or how to run a restaurant, or I'll add more hours onto my schedule to what I'm already doing as a teacher. But in this online business, because we're doing exactly what I love, like last night was a Sunday night and I sat down and got my space all cozy and I just dove into some learning and personal development and business development from videos from our coaches. And I'm just like so grateful that we have a business that I actually want to take the time to learn how to grow it even more.
Mm, yes, it is intellectually stimulating to work here at My Aligned Purpose.
Yeah, and that's my Clifton strengths, my top strength is yeah. I want that. I get off on being intellectually stimulated. So yeah, it works for me.
Okay. Okay. Well, we have an intellectually stimulating episode for everybody.
We do. We are going to talk about you creating your proprietary system, your proprietary method within your business, AKA what, Kayla?
AKA your aligned CEO method, your very own aligned CEO method. That's what we're talking about. This came up because I was at a party on the weekend and somebody asked me what I do, and I've known him for a long time. And he knows that I'm a business coach. He knows I'm passionate about running a business. He said, "I see your posts on Instagram all the time and I see your posts on Facebook, but I don't exactly know what you do." And I said, "Okay, well, I'll do it for you. I'll show you. You tell me what you're passionate about and we'll turn that into a business." He told me that he has this particular passion area and he doesn't know how he could make money from it. And it was a perfect opportunity to explain to him, walk through exactly what we help people do. And then I told Nicole after the party, I got super clear on exactly who I want to work with, because he was easy to talk to about what he's passionate about and easy to explain our concept, our Alliance CEO method to him, our concept of what we walk people through. And I said, yeah, I want people who are goal setters, go-getters, which we already knew. And this is how you make a business online work. And I explained it so clearly there. Let's do a podcast about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. When we talk about proprietary system, if you are listening to this and you're like, that's not lingo I understand, like I'm kind of new into the online space and I have this idea, I want to create a course or I want to start a podcast, what do you mean? What we're essentially talking about, if we were to break this down in like the real most simplest way, it's the journey that you get to take your clients on. What it does is it solves the problem from people finding you and having one opportunity to work with you. Maybe you do one call with them or they take one course from you or something like that. And if you don't have a journey that you can take them on, then that right there cuts off your retention point for how you get to keep that client in your business and for them to get to go deeper with how they get to work with you and learn from you and that sort of thing. And then also the financial side of your business is when you get to keep a client around and you are giving them value and giving them something that they need, then in exchange, you are getting that revenue in your business. It's also, it's healthy for you and your business revenue, but it is also, you know, just great for your client to have a journey to be able to go on.
We're going to give you a few tips when you're creating your own system, but we're doing an in-depth training on this on Thursday, February 15th. If you're hearing this before Feb 15th at 12 p.m. PST, come and join us because we are doing a training on what we're talking about here, and it's going to be much more in-depth. We're going to show you how to map out your own method that people are going to go through in your business and exactly the step-by-step of what to do. That's happening on Feb 15th. Put that in your calendar now, pause the podcast, put in your calendar, come and join us. And we, when you DM us on Instagram, we'll send you the Zoom link. Okay. So that's happening. You need to know. It's not going to be fancy. We're not going to have slides. We're not going to make it all. It's not a big
event. That's never been our style.
We are just getting the information to you so you can start growing your online business now. Okay. So in this podcast, for the next couple minutes, we're going to teach you just the high level overview of what makes this creating your method, your system really successful. So we know there are three things to keep in mind when you're creating your method. The first one is that you're the expert and everybody who's learning from you is not an expert. You need to keep the first thing that people are going to learn very, very basic, very basic. Then next, you're going to create, once you've mastered the basic thing and you're teaching it and people are enrolling in it, going to go to the next level and you're going to teach the next level. If you're here thinking, okay, I know that I want to explain this thing, we're going to give you an example. I want to explain this thing, but there are 85 steps to achieving it. And one of my training videos is going to be 3 hours long because that's just how in depth it is. We want you to pause. That first 3 hour training video could be its own course, its own first thing that people buy from you. So keep it basic.
Yeah, absolutely. And within that, like in what you're saying, Kayla, is like, you're the expert and they're not. It's, you know, it's not in a derogatory way that they're not an expert. It's that they're clearly not an expert in that thing. That's why they're coming to you. Step into that confidence of you have something that people want to learn from you. You might say, like, you know, I've got doctors and lawyers and people that we put, like, you know, of high status on them, and they're coming to learn from you. It's because you still have something that they don't know, and that's great. And because they don't know it, you don't want to explain it in Greek. You want to keep it so that they can walk away feeling like, oh, I got something out of that. Not like, oh, I went to this training and I learned so many things and now I don't even know where to start.
Exactly. Keep it super basic and make sure that the results that you want people to get are going to be front and center, and you're going to tell them what they're going to learn from this thing. That's the first thing. Do you want to give an example, Nicole, maybe of once you've mastered this one level, you can go to the next level, how to create a bit of an ascension model in your business?
Yeah, for sure. Here's like the easiest thing that's coming to my mind right now. Say you were a yoga teacher and you wanted to have a training or a online membership or something like that where people could come do yoga with you. And you want to work with all people who want to practice yoga. Well, if somebody has never done a full sun salutation before, they might not even know the, you know, upward dog, downward dog sequence. You could break that, what a sun salutation is, into its first training. If you've never done a sun salutation before, you're going to buy this training for $8.99 and you're going to learn the sun salutation sequence. And once you have that mastered, then you're going to be able to come into my membership where we do 30-minute sun salutations together every week. And then people are in there. They've just went up an ascension model. They learned how to do the sun salutation. They got that. They paid for it. Now they're coming into the membership and now they're doing sun salutations with you 3 times a week inside of the membership. And then people really love your instruction. And they're like, you know what? I actually would like to be a yoga teacher and I want to figure this out. And they say, how could you teach me how to be a yoga teacher? And you could say, yeah, I've got a 12-month mentorship program where I teach you everything I know. And when you're done, you can qualify to be a yoga teacher and go out and run your own programs. And then they come into that program with you. You could then have it VIP where you rent out a hotel for the weekend and they get to come with you and you do all the in-person adjustments with them. There's just so many places you can take it. But what you're thinking about in an ascension model is starting at ground zero and getting people in the door. And if they've got $8 to spend, you can help them at the $8 level. And when they are ready for more, you can give them more. And when they're ready for even more, you can give them even more. And this allows people to go on this journey with you, but it also allows you to present all of your knowledge in various stages.
Yeah. Okay. The thing that's this is making me think about is how business, whether it's online business or in-person business or whatever, when you're exchanging energy for money, you have a business. Mm-hmm. And it is a long-term game if you want to have a sustainable business that's successful, that you can live off of, that you can make more money than you can ever imagine, that you like, you know, we could go down the road of how much money you want to make. But the point of what I'm saying is that today, let's say you decide to have a sun salutation business and you go all in on sun salutations. Today is not the same day that you're going to have your year-long mentorship program. Mm-hmm. You decide that today, you can start working on your $8 course of how to perfect the sun salutation. Then you can, once that's working and people are buying it and people want to go to the next level, you can start working on your membership where you get together and do sun salutations every morning at 7 a.m. Then once that's working and people know how to do sun salutations and they're meeting every morning at 7 a.m., you could invite people in the group to start teaching the sun salutations or being there for the accountability, and you can go deeper with the teacher training. This is not going to happen in one day, but it's never going to happen if you don't start today. That is the thing.
Amen.
Is it day one or is it one day for you? So this is why we are showing you, like, this episode is peeling back the curtain on how you can have a business that's long-term with sustainable recurring income, where you can build your presence online, you can build your brand, you can attract people who want to learn from you, who want to work from you. It doesn't always have to be a course. Mm-hmm. It could be people are buying small packs of gluten-free cookies. And then next thing you know, you're catering gluten-free, whatever. It could be like you're starting here and you're moving to there and that's your journey. It could be product, it could be courses, it could be memberships, it could be anything. But the point is having something available at different price points to bring people in. Some people are not going to want to start at $8. Some people are going to go for teacher training. And mm-hmm. some people are going to test you out at $8 and drop off. It's how it goes. You're a business. You're going to be able to service lots of different types of people, but the thread is that they all love sun salutations, or they all want to learn about sun salutations. In this example, today is the day. Decide, am I starting this? Come to our February 15th event. The link is going to be in our show notes. You can DM us on Instagram at My Aligned Purpose, and we'll get back to you with the link. We're going to add you to a calendar invitation. You are going to attend, and we are going deep into this for an hour. It's a workshop. You're going to create your method, and you're going to know exactly what you're doing. It's going to be really
Yeah.
fun.
You know who this is not for? This workshop or this training is not for you if you still don't have a clue of what it is that you want to do. So we've got different places where we can support you, different podcasts and stuff like that. But this training is for the person who's like, I'm pretty clear on how I want to start this thing. And I need a bit more help and accountability and understanding of how I take this thing and make it into an actual online business and collect payment for it and then continue to grow it from there. So you want to make sure that you know what it is that you want to deliver, at least at that lowest price point offer.
Yeah, you know what you're passionate about, what you could talk about all day long. Maybe you've seen somebody else have a certain type of business like this. You know and believe it's possible, and you want to know how to make it happen for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, want to recap our three things? Keep it
Yes.
simple.
Keep it simple. Create your ascension model. Basically, creating from anybody can access that price point at $8 to something a little bit more in depth. Eventually, creating something that is the ultimate place you want to lead people so people can be on the journey with you. And then the third thing is it day one or one day for you? We see so many people who never make it happen.
You start today.
Yeah, start today. And you know what? You don't want to wake up and be 50 or wake up and be 60 or wake up and be 80 and say, hey, I could have had that online business. I could have shared my gifts with the world, but I never had the guts to do it. Like, come to our community. You're going to get the guts to do it and the confidence, and you're going to know. You're going to have to try and experiment on a lot of things, and a lot of things aren't going to work. But when you find your thing that does work, you're going to be grateful that you put the time in and the effort in to figure out what that is.
Yeah, and I think like the most important piece about the ascension model is that you have to have somewhere to ascend up from. You've got to come and start the first thing. It's like trying to build a house without a foundation, trying to build a three-story home without a foundation. We're starting with the foundation. That's what an ascension model is the foundation. And then you're like, you know what? I think that I could maintain a second floor on top of this. Okay, cool. That second floor feels pretty sturdy, pretty good. I'd like to invite people over to the third floor of my house. You get that already. But you have to start. And this is the reason why most people don't start is because they think that they have to do it all today. They think that they have to do the full ascension model. And that's not what we're saying. We're saying we're going to help you with the ascension model, but you have to show up with the one thing you're committed to starting today.
Yes. Okay. We'll see you. Check the show notes. We'll see you on February 15th at 12 p.m. PST. Let's get into it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.